Back in 2008, a guy nicknamed Tuna worked for the WKLT morning show Omelette and Friends. His real name is Daniel Scott DeLater. He was an intern for the station, and he willingly took part in various pranks. He ran around the neighborhood wearing a Speedo. He had paintballs shot at him. And he went through a car wash in the back of a pickup truck.
We're here on location. Tuna is about to go through the car wash.
Is it warm, Tuna? Give us some talk. Is it a little warm in there?
Oh,
it's cold? Okay.
DeLater lived in the street, off and on, and that treatment upset members of the Traverse City homeless community. It also upset DeLater's friend C.J. Haney, who wrote a story about Omelette and Friends recently for the White Pine Press.
I felt that it was a story that needed to be told. I love homeless people, and I've listened to the show for a long time. You know, with their low self-esteem and everything, I don't think it's fair for them to use them for stunt radio.
Haney says the homeless are often used for comedy on Omelette and Friends. In her story, she quotes a host asking, "How many homeless people does it take to screw in a light bulb?" None, because they have nowhere to put it. Haney says the jokes and stunts reinforce stereotypes of the homeless as alcoholics or degenerates.
If Tuna were here, he would probably tell you that it really hurt his self-esteem, that it made him feel bad about himself, and that he was only doing it because he wanted to be a DJ someday. And that's what
Tuna is currently in jail in Kalkaska. He is charged with delivering drugs to a man who died of an overdose last year. C.J. Haney's story has created a stir and sparked a debate. The hosts of Omelette and Friends agreed to an interview for this story if I came on their show.
Hey, let's welcome our next guest. We have a journalist in the studio. His name is Jakob Wheeler.
Omelette's real name is Steve Normandine. He says they're unfairly maligned.
Some people have the wrong idea about us in terms of treating the homeless poorly.
Normandine says they donate money to the Goodwill Inn and the Salvation Army. They also promote the annual sleepout fundraiser, which raises money for heating assistance.
You can paint it from whatever side you want, and I
sure,
think
of course.
Listen, if you know us by what actions we do in the community and how we treat everybody on the air and off the air, you know that we've got big hearts. And
during this hour, all the callers into the show supported the radio hosts. One woman did ask whether it was right to use Tuna in a stunt, given that he was a mental health patient. Normandine has no regrets.
We do the same with all of the interns. And you know what? I think that people wrote him off a little too quickly. I thought he was a lot more able than people gave him credit for.
Normandine's guest host is Rick Coates. When he wrote for the Northern Express, Coates said he once grew his hair long and spent a week with the homeless. Coates says the team at WKLT has gone to bat for the homeless on numerous occasions.
We found a homeless person about 6 years ago. He was living in our back of our studio out in the yard here on the picnic table. And his name is, he's known as Hard Days Robert.
Right.
And we helped get him cleaned up. We got him a makeover. We helped find him a job. We reconnected him with his ex-wife and his daughter.
But Tuna's friend C.J. Haney is not convinced. She says talk about the homeless on Omelette and Friends doesn't match their actions.
On the show, they're portrayed as, you know, they're made fun of. A lot of it's derogatory. Just need to, you know, for people to realize that they're human too, and that they're not all have problems with drugs and alcohol.
But the hosts of Omelette and Friends maintain they are champions of the homeless. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Jakob Wheeler.